Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The last time the Patriots drafted a wide receiver in the first round was before Bill Belichick was even head coach of the New England Patriots, and that streak wasn't broken in this year's draft. But here's a look at the two rookie wideouts they picked up in the second and fourth round and how they could be used in Belichick's offense. The Patriots are remodeling their offense this season, specifically with a lot of new faces at wide receiver. And two of those new faces became part of the team during draft weekend, Aaron Dobson and Josh Boyce. Dobson, a product of Marshall University, appears to be the outside receiver the Pats need. He is long and lean and has the grace and speed to make those tough deep catches in the end zone. He had what it took in college to be a phenomenal receiver, being targeted 92 times and having zero drops in his senior year alone. But developing chemistry with Tom Brady will be a top storyline when training camp begins. Much like Dobson, Josh Boyce from TCU will have to learn his role in Belichick's offense. And from the production he's shown in college, there's nothing that says he isn't capable. He's extremely versatile, can line up on the outside and in the slot. He ran a 4.38 40 on an injured ankle at the combine. He can gain separation downfield and is aggressive enough to make the catch, even if the ball is thrown a little out of his radius. The Patriots have reportedly also added two more undrafted free agent wide receivers, TJ Moe out of Missouri and Cincinnati's Kimbrel Tompkins. Gone are the days of Wes Welker in a Patriots uniform. Dobson and Boyce will enter the 2013 season with Danny Amendola and many other veterans in the receiving corps. And now we'll learn about the draft philosophy on the other side of the ball with Brian Lowe.
With the 52nd pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Jamie Collins.
Last week, starting with Jamie Collins, five of the seven players selected by the Patriots were on the defensive side of the ball. In 2012, led by first-round picks Chandler Jones and Dante Hightower, six of the seven Patriots draft picks played defense. An emphasis on getting younger, faster, deeper, and, above all else, better on defense? You bet. There are certainly varying expectation levels for each of the 11 defensive draft picks from the last 2 years. Jones and Hightower, as first-rounders, will be counted on to be productive starters for years to come. Collins, taken 52nd overall this year, and Tavon Wilson, last year's second-round pick, carry sizable expectations as well. Meanwhile, this year's seventh-rounders, Michael Buchanan and Steve Beauharnais, are far from locks to even make the team. In between are players like Jake Beckett and Alphonso Dennard, Logan Ryan and Daron Harmon. But the goal, clearly, is to bring in tough-minded, physical, dependable athletes that fit the Pats' flexible defensive system. In doing so, there will be a competitive atmosphere over the next 4 months to see which players deserve spots on the final roster. If all goes according to plan, the Pats' defense will be better as a result. Well, it won't be long before this year's draft picks are on the practice field in a Patriots uniform. The team will hold its annual rookie minicamp later this week here at Gillette Stadium Friday and Saturday. The seven draft picks will be joined by around 15 to 20 undrafted players. We'll start to get a feel for this year's rookie class in just a few days. That's going to wrap it up for now. I'm Brian Lowe, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.